singing when the saints go marching in. The saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. We'll just open and pray. Lord Jesus, we do thank you for all that you do for us all the time. We love you, Lord, and I can only think that when we finally get to see you with our own eyes, how lovely it's going to be. It's unbelievable what it'll be, but we'll believe it. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us, keeping us, supplying all our needs and battling us with us through the troubles that we have. Trials and testings, but we'll make it, Lord, because you will see it. We will make it. And be with those, Lord, that haven't yet made that decision. Give them that last little bit of touch that they'll know that they'll have to do something about it. Anyway, Lord, we thank you for this afternoon's service and ask that you bless it to us in your precious and holy name. Amen. Let's stand and sing 253, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to kneel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious is that grace amid the hour I first believed. Remaining dangers call.
Number 266, they were gathered in the upper room. bit about what we heard this morning. Gathered together in the upper room.
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and powerful servants came. When the one who called them, when they do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Thinking of Brother James Nyer contacts me quite a lot, and he's just one of them and his group, and so he always faithfully listens to our internet. Don't all laugh. But it's good to have our brother that's so much a part of us, and he contacts me quite often. If he can't find me, rings me with the internet. Okay, let's sing one more, and then we'll have testimonies if you have any. Noah had drifted on the flood many days. Number 300.
Noah had drifted on the flood. Troubles he had some, but not from above. God gave him his son on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sent his pure on the wings of a dove.
Seated, and if you have a testimony, we would like to hear it from you. Just indicate, and we know that we have a testimony. Not at all. You know, oftentimes we do have testimonies, you can't just think of them. Many things that we've got to be grateful for. Sister Barbara.
Lee and I were driving. Lee and I were just driving around town and we were coming up Derby Street. I think it was probably on last week sometime. And we were just driving slowly along and suddenly this young boy on a skateboard just zoomed out in front of a vehicle, not even looking where he was going. But I just thank the Lord that Lee's reaction to pull over to the right, no other cars were coming so we could go on the wrong side, and the young lad just missed our vehicle by a whisker, to be honest. And I'm sure he got a very big fright as we did, but you just got to just know that God's with you and just so grateful. And then coming back from Hastings on Friday, there was just so many vehicles and you just had to be very careful. And one part, we were in a convoy of about four big trucks were taking some buildings to the Wairoa Hospital, and there was probably a convoy of about 30 of us there. And we're coming up over a hill there was a slow vehicle lane plus the main lane. And I was just, Lee was in front of me and his vehicle, and I was a couple of vehicles behind, and it was all clear. We were nearly to the end of this double lane, and I put my indicator out and started to go to let the people behind me know I'm going into the one lane area. And next minute, a vehicle just came shooting behind me, and I had to jam on my brakes, let him in front of me because it was just a sharp bend in front of us. And I just thank the Lord again that He just watches over us. And then coming, we didn't get back till late at night and it was dark, and I just thank the Lord for keeping my eyes on the road and on the white line when all this traffic was coming towards us. It was really one of the worst trips I've done, I think. But I just know that God was with us every step of the way, and the things that could have happened, but I just know God stopped them from happening. So, yeah, we're grateful that we commit our ways to Him every morning when we wake up, and thank Him when we go to bed. Appreciate Him.
Amen, Barbara. That's dead right. Absolutely the truth. But that boy wasn't on a skateboard. He was on a scooter. And I just, as I came along, it was a biggish van, not a big truck, but I could just see through the driver's window and out the front, and I could see this head pop up as he bends down to kick the road to speed on. And I could just tell, in an instant, the Lord caused me to see that, and I just came out there. But it was so close, could have been head on. I was doing about 25 k's an hour, I suppose. But that boy was doing similar at high speed, and boy, I think he must have got a big fright. I couldn't speak to him anything, but I did sound my horn quite a long time, say, "Wake up, fellow." Didn't even look. However, that's good, and what you said about the other traffic was unbelievable. There was a big, long hold-up going down to Hastings. We're in one vehicle now, and we brought two back. That's why Barbara's driving one. And we had to wait for about half an hour on the road. We couldn't move with us between Nuhaka and Wairoa. And we seen last night's paper that a lady, 40-year-old lady, come off a motorbike. And she was picked up by a helicopter and taken to Hastings. I don't know how old she is, but we had about, like, I was about number 22 cars, give or take, and then there was, as far as I could see behind, the same behind me. And then when the vehicle started, the northbound vehicle, so I was going south, just as many going that way. And so it was quite a big hold-up. In fact, I spoke to the bus driver who was also held up. But I didn't see the bus, but I know him well. And he said, yeah, he was held up for over half an hour just because of this one motorcyclist went off into the ditch. However, the Lord was there. Barbara and I can guarantee that he was there. Thank you, Lord. Any other testimony? Diane, Sister Diane.
I mislaid quite an important envelope during the week, and I thought I'd put it down on top of the shelf in the lounge, and I looked there, no, nothing there. And I was starting to get panicky. I thought, no, I'm not going to get panicky. Lord, please show me where I've put it, because I get a bit silly these days. And I looked around again, and it was on the shelf in the lounge. Now, maybe I overlooked it, but I believe God undertook, and I found that envelope. Thank you, Lord.
Three weeks ago, my mum went to be with the Lord, and before she died, I had asked the Lord to. I just asked God that when she does go, which we didn't know if she was going to or not then, but that she would die, just close her eyes and go to sleep and not be in any pain. And that's exactly what happened. We were gathered around her And she was awake and just looking around, and she was 97 years old. And the next minute, she just closed her eyes and went to sleep. And the next 3 days, over the time of her tangi, God was just so faithful. He just answered all our prayers, and it was so peaceful and joyful, and just provided every need. And so I just want to give thanks to God.
Give thanks. When he's there and you know it, thank him. Any others? Okay, we'll just have two more choruses then. Brother Howard will come. Let's stand and sing number 59. Jesus, Jesus, thou art enough. Jesus, Jesus, more than enough.
Jesus, Jesus.
But the wrong tune, is it? We'll try another one, Howard. My God can do anything. Number 70.
My God can do anything. Yeah.
Oh, now I am. Got to push that extra bit. Right. Sorry, Sister Leah. We'll just turn to our first scripture reading. Oh, dear me. Found in Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Isn't that beautiful? Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise be to God. What a beautiful promise that is. What about Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6? Which says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Who believes it?
Amen.
Amen. And finally, from St. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. We quoted that this morning. If you love me, keep my commandments. Didn't say sing them, quote them, preach them. Keep them. And I'll pray the Father that he shall give thee another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Praise be to God. I will not leave thee comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. You know why you're going to live? Because he lives. And if you're in him, you live too. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Praise be to God. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the glorious promises of the scriptures. Lord, that thrills our hearts because we believe it. That's the beauty of it, Lord. We believe what your word says. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. I just want to speak about fear not. Fear not, for I am with thee. You've nothing to fear, brother and sister. None of us have anything to fear, for he is with us. Praise be to God. Now, there's two types of fear. There's the fear of God and the fear of Satan. Satan's fear controls many people, sinner and saint alike, unfortunately, controlled by fear. It controls their life. Their decision-making is based on fear, often. And when we fear, it reveals a lacking of the love of God. That's true, because they cannot coexist. And why is that? Let's read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear. No fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. You want to get rid of fear? Get in love with Jesus. Really in love with him. You can't fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So we thank God for his word. The fear comes from the devil, which means tormentor. We know that the word devil means tormentor. And many people in Gisborne alone here today are tormented by fear. We fear because we are unaware of any security around us. You know, I told you the story one time about a little boy, a little girl, I can't remember what it was. They were in town one time, and they kept getting away from their father all the time, wandering off into shops. And so after him correcting them quite a few times, he decided to show them something. And so when the boy wasn't looking, or the girl, whatever it was, wasn't looking, he slipped into a shop doorway. And because she was saying, "Oh, Dad, look at this, look at that, and this and that." Anyway, he was gone. And they were very happy until she looked around and he wasn't there. And then they said, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you? Daddy, where are you?" Became very fearful and hysterical. But he's just in the shop doorway. When you think that God is not near you, you fear. Who believes that? That's exactly what happens. You fear, "Oh, God's not. God's left me." No, he hadn't. His father was in the shop doorway, and he wanted to see the reaction. This little kid started to just go crazy until he had to go up and tap him on the shoulder and say, "I'm here, and I've been here all the time." That's a lesson for us all. At times, circumstances dull our senses to his presence. Circumstances dull our senses to his presence. Sometimes we think the Lord has left us. You ever felt like that? How many said that? I think often the Lord left me. You know what? He left Jesus. Father left him. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" So sometimes it appears that he's left us because things go wrong. You know, Job had reason to think that. He thought God had left him. Everybody else thought God had left him. When he got all those boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. You ever had one boil? Who's ever had a boil? You don't see a lot of them these days. They're horrible things. I remember I had one. I just couldn't believe how painful it was. And he had a lot of boils, and he just thought God has just turned against him, but he hadn't actually. He was just so pleased with Job. He was so happy and trusted him and loved him, and he's showing the devil just how much he loved him. And though he had boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, he didn't curse God or do anything wrong. He just faithfully served the Lord. And Peter was another reason to think Jesus had finished with him. After lying and cursing and denying the Lord, he said, "I'm finished. My days are over." And he thought God had left him. When Jesus went to Calvary and died, he went up. He said, "Well, I'll never see him again. And I understand why, because I denied him." And then God sent down an angel to the disciples before his resurrection. And he said unto them, Mark 16:6, "Be not afraid," the angel said, "you seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him." And I've been there too. Been inside that tomb, saw where Jesus laid. And he said to the angel said to them, "But go your way and tell his disciples." The beautiful scripture, Brother Tom and Peter. Jesus hadn't left Peter. Peter thought he was a castaway. Pretty bad thing he did, mind you. But when the angel came down, he had instructions to say, "Go and tell my disciples and Peter. Make sure you mention Peter." So they went back and told them. And Peter, who thought he was a castaway, was plugged back in the love of his Heavenly Father and to the Lord Jesus. Because he knew he wouldn't have mentioned him if he had wiped him off. And fear and insecurity is always from ourselves. God has never changed. The disciples were so caught up in the storm. Would you feel secure to have Jesus next to you all the time? That, you said that, didn't you, sister? That sister does. Does anyone feel secure to have Jesus with you all the time?
Amen.
A few more. That's good. But what about if the storm came in the boat? We've been talking about boats today. This big storm can be very frightening. Trust me. Especially if you're in a 12-footer. It can be very, very frightening. The disciples were so caught up with the storm, they overlooked the presence of Almighty God at the back of the boat. You would think, I wouldn't, but get into circumstances which are life-threatening to see. Even when Jesus was not present to be seen, he was with his disciples. The Bible says he went up to the mountain to pray. We'll read that, Sister Lee, in Mark 6. And he sent them away, and he departed to the mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. So they parted company, disciples in the boat, Jesus on the mountain. And he saw them, isn't that wonderful? Jesus saw them toiling. Holy Spirit in him revealed by vision of the battle they were in, our way out at sea. And toiling and rowing, and the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed he had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Who believes the Lord can say that to you?
Amen.
And he will say it to you. I just think that's a beautiful story. Because God has called and chosen you, he will never, ever desert you. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Mr. Roberta, even up the coast? He'll never desert you. He's with you all the way. Even through great trials and testings, he's with you. I just think that's wonderful. Let's turn to John 15:16. Jesus made this beautiful statement. You have not chosen me, he said to them, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, the life of Christ, and that your fruit, the life of Christ, should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Isn't that beautiful? Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. No personal influence will ever take you from the Lord. No circumstances will ever take you from the Lord. I think that's wonderful. I don't know about you. In John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You cannot be taken away from God. You're his for keeps. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise
we're his for keeps. Many times we look to others for comfort. That's fair enough. The Lord said, fear not, for I am with thee. And that's the reason we fear not. He is with us. The minute we put our trust in men, we have a false hope. Because as much as man would want to help you, You can't guarantee it. You cannot guarantee it. In Jeremiah 17:5, we read, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in men, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." So, brothers and sisters, that's really important, that you don't depart from the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusteth in men. It's a warning to us all. If we are trusting in this brother, or in that church, or in that doctrine, our trust in the Lord ceases. My trust is in the Lord. Where's your trust? Hallelujah. The perfect love is replaced by the fear of men. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. The fear of man bringeth a snare, trap. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. We can come under the influence of others and fearing them and not even being aware of it. You get influenced by people. The influence of the world can be a fear. The fear of being lost does not come from the Lord. God worketh by love. The fear of the Lord does not condemn you. But we fear to be outside of His will. Fearing to be different. You know, we see that people don't want to be different. They fear that, oh, I've got to be like the crowd. I've got to dress like them. Or I've got to do this. I've got to do that. As long as we fear man, the fear of the Lord is far from us. What will brother so-and-so think of me? What does sister think of me? But what does God think? Time is running out, brother and sister. We want to a clean slate at the gate. Life is too short. Tomorrow we could all be gone. It's true. Where do you stand with the Lord now? We all need a greater fear of the Lord. Not a fear that God will beat you down. It's not that. But a fear of being outside His will. A loving fear. Should we displease the Lord? Now, I quoted this again. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's a sure sign that you love Him. If you're doing opposite to what the Bible says, you have to answer. If the Bible says you have to do something, like we said this morning about different things, then if you love Him, you'll keep his commandments. Fear is governed by love. The love of God governs that fear, holy fear. The fear of the Lord is pure and clean to keep us from the fear of the devil. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We have know that one scripture, Psalm 11:10. And the fear of the Lord is so different to the fear of the devil. Let's read Psalm 19, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The fear of the Lord is clean. It keeps you clean. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Do you know we sing that? Does everyone know that we sing that? Lee does. Anyone else know that we sing it? We do sing it. It's a beautiful song. Whenever the Lord appeared to people, He said, fear not. If God came to you tonight in your bedroom, the first thing He would say, Sister Bubs, be fear not. I mean, to see the Lord in a vision or an angel would be a tremendous test. You'd revere that visitation, but you guarantee they'll put you at ease. Say, I've been sent from the presence of Almighty God, and I have a message for you. Oh, what a wonderful thing that would be. Who believes that would be wonderful? So, we must listen to these wonderful scriptures concerning the fear of the Lord before we close. I want to turn to Psalm 34. Come ye children, that's us. Hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs 1:7, these are beautiful. Who believes these words? This is the word of God. Listen to what it's saying. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. In Proverbs 8:13, we read, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Wow. If you have the fear of God, you'll hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate, the Lord says. I also want to read from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. The fear of the Lord will give you a long life. But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. In Proverbs 14, verse 26, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When you have the fear of the Lord, you'll depart from evil habits. You'll depart from those things that are wrong. It will cause you to do it because you love the Lord. And the fear of God's in your heart to displease Him. In the early church, they experienced the fear of the Lord in a wonderful way. They experienced the fear of the Lord in all the glory. Do you think people come to the church? No, they didn't. They stayed away. They didn't even come because they were fearful of the holiness of the Lord. In Acts 9:31, we read, then the churches rest throughout all Judah. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. It says there, I think it's in Acts, might have been Acts 2 or 3 or 4, somewhere around there. The Bible says that they, I haven't got it written down, that's why I can't quote it. It says that men feared to join themselves. You could only be joined by the Holy Ghost. You think, oh, everyone will come. No, not necessarily. The fear of the Lord was in this place. Praise be to God. Who loves the Lord? Isn't he wonderful? So let's just think about that this week, the fear of God. You know, if we're not obeying him, we don't fear him. If we're afraid, we lack the love of God. And all these things are all interrelated. And I thank God that he's shown me this. The fear of the Lord is a very blessed thing. Blessed is the man that feareth God, and he'll walk in his ways and do that which is right in his ways. Praise be to God. Shall we just stand for prayer, brother and sister? Lord Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, Lord. We just thank you for the fear of God. In the human thinking, oh, the fear of God makes me frightened. No, it's not that. It's not that sort of fear. That's fear from Satan that makes you frightened. The fear of the Lord is when we're afraid to displease God. We are afraid to walk contrary to his word and to disobey him. Lord, forgive us if we do. Lord, may the fear of God be in our hearts continually to love you and respect you and walk close to you. We just thank you for your word. May these words sink deep down into our hearts, Lord, and may we consider them well. I want the fear of God to be in my life. And when we have the fear of God in our life, we don't worry about what others think. It's what you think that counts. So, Lord, may you bless each one here in the name of Jesus Christ. Just be with us, Lord, and let the word of God take good grounding in our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Who loves the Lord? The fear of the Lord. I love it. It's a wonderful fear to have. Very blessed thing to have the fear of God. So I will just sing a song that my wife's going to play. And when she plays it, I'll know what we're going to sing. What's the number, Jean? She doesn't know the number. Do you know it, Leah? What's it called? What? Oh, should be up there. What's the name of it again? Oh, Close to Thee. Just look up Close to Thee. It'll be there. We'll sing from our hearts, brothers. Sing it as we mean it. Close to Thee. Close to Thee. All along life's pilgrim journey, I want to walk with Thee. Hallelujah. Isn't it beautiful? Who loves Him?
Thou my everlasting fortune, more than praise or life to be. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with me. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee.
You know, when we're close to the Lord, we're walking close to Him. When Jesus comes, we just keep walking. You know, the brother in the Bible, what was his name, Enoch? He pleased God, he walked with God and was no more. You know, he just had such a beautiful fellowship one day. He just kept walking with God, and God says, I don't want you to leave me. And he just kept walking up into heaven. And that's going to happen to you and I. Because when the Lord comes, He'll take us up to be with Him and meet Him in the air. So we want to have you close to Him. Let's just sing that last verse again.
Lead me through the veil of shadow, bear me all my people see. In the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, in the gates of life eternal, may I enter,
Lord. Amen. May
fail, for He is God. He cannot fail.
you, Lord Jesus. We know that you chose us in the first place, and you've just said in these songs here, you cannot fail, and you will see us through. We believe that, Lord. We've just got to hold on to it. Don't look for a fault. Help us, Lord, to keep on looking at Jesus, and we will not fail. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, for the services, for the people that joined us on the internet. Bless them at their time of listening. Be with us during the week. May we keep up a testimony that you've given us, because there are other people out there that may yet be our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we haven't yet met them. Use us, Lord. We're there to be used. Thank you for watching over us. Be with our families and the folks of this fellowship, wherever they are. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the Lord bless you as you go. Let's sing one more. 70, My God Can Do Anything. Anything at all he can do.
My God can do anything, anything is anything. My God can do anything. He made this earth and all its fullness, and all that time shall bring. My God.
You this week.